Yeah, kind of all games in the Slavonizing are tough for your home or away, but you know, especially tough when you're away. Also given the change of format where it's a really straight knockout competition now, rather than what we were used to for the past number of years in the group stages, means that we'll have to be ready from the off, as I say.
Yeah, on that, Jeremy, it's revamped, as you say. So today's match is basically a knockout, and you continue on then until the next stage.
Yeah, well, I think what they've done all over the country is that the first round have drawn straight knockout matches all over the country, and if you win your first game, you go into the knockout stages later on, and if you lose your first game, you get a second chance. Ulster is a wee bit complicated because obviously it's regionalised, but there's only three leagues in Ulster. You have the Donegal League, the National League, and the Cavan Monaghan League. And the way they've done it with us is that the loser of tonight's game will play Donegal in a two-legged game, because it would be unfair in the Donegal League only to get one bite of the cherry, you know.
Yeah. So on your own squad, you've a few changes from last year's squad. I know you've been particularly successful in this competition, but you've lost a few players, but you've also gained a few.
Yeah, that's right. We've lost a few boys. Michael Barr is not unavailable due to work commitments. Shane Canning decided to opt out. Kevin McLaughlin is away in America. And one or two other boys we approached decided not to join in. But in saying that then, you know, Ali, to the experience that we've had over the last 4 or 5 years in the competition, we have players like Thomas McMonigal, Avalia, ex-Van Harps, Darren Malarkey from Fulham, Conor Kerry from Fulham, Seamus Doherty from Glengad, Conor Barrow from Quigley's Point, and the return of Kieran McGade is like a new player because he was out injured for the whole of last season.
Yeah, and on the face of it, you were disappointed after losing out last year, but when you look at those players coming in, you must be hopeful that you can push on this year again.
Yeah, we had the players in last Friday night and we had them in last night again, and that was the point myself and Paul Hegarty were making to them, that you know, it's knockout football now from the start. Kieran McGade got international recognition this year in the quadrangular tournament. Shane Canning got international recognition, and Matthew Byrne got international recognition over the last 3 or 4 seasons. And we believe it's a direct consequence of us being in the latter stages of the Oscar Sinner competition every year. And we're hopeful again that we can give it a run again.